Okay, let's talk about data transmission, the difference between simplex, half duplex, and full duplex data transmission. Now, simplex, the three things that I've just told you about apply to the direction in which data is being transferred. If it's simplex, then it means that data is only being transferred in one direction. Examples, the keyboard. It can only be used to input data into a device. Another example is the microphone. You can only use it to input. You can never output, okay, in most cases. Now, half duplex means that data is being transferred in both directions, but one direction at a time. Say, for example, walkie-talkies. The person speaking will activate, and the person who is to hear the message and then respond cannot respond during the transmission of information to the person. So they have to wait till one person is done, and then they can speak back. So, like a walkie-talkie, that's an example of half-duplex data transmission. The last one is called full duplex. Full duplex is when data is being transferred in both, or transmitted rather, in both directions, and simultaneously, meaning that it's going in both directions at the same time. Example, a phone call. I mean, both of you can speak, you can laugh, and whilst another person is speaking, that means that data is going in both directions. So yes, so we have simplex, that means in only one direction. Half duplex means that both directions, but one direction at a time, so none simultaneously. But in full duplex data transmission, it is simultaneous, both directions at the same time. Now, what is serial and parallel data transmission? Now, serial data transmission is just when data is being transferred in along one wire, one bit at a time. So the key thing here is that it's along one wire and it's one bit at a time, okay? That's for serial. It has nothing to do with that, with the direction of transmission, but it's just the fact that data is being transferred one bit at a time along one wire. Now, in parallel data transmission, data is being transferred along several wires and several bits at a time. It can be in both directions, or it can be in one direction. The direction here does not matter. The fact that several bits are being transferred at the same time along several wires makes it parallel. So please note that when we look at parallel and serial data transmission, we don't care about the direction, but we care at how much data is being sent at a time. So if you're sending one bit along one wire, it has to be serial. If you're sending several bits along several wires, then that is parallel data transmission.